This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. President Donald Trump's lawyers started their impeachment trial defense Saturday, arguing that Democrats are trying to overturn the 2016 election. AP's Sagar Meghani has more from the White House.
With the Senate in for a rare Saturday session, White House counsel Pat Cipollone argued the president did nothing wrong in dealings with Ukraine, and Democrats know it.
They're here to perpetrate the most massive interference in an election in American history.
Cipollone and other lawyers repeatedly accused Democrats of holding back key facts during their 3 days of opening statements, promising senators will now get the truth in longer sessions next week. Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says, great, let's have more information, saying the Trump presentation underlined Democrat demands for witnesses and documents.
We thank the president's counsel for one thing. They made our case even stronger.
Sagar Meghani at the White House.
Chinese President Xi Jinping called a Politburo meeting Saturday to discuss ways to contain a deadly coronavirus. The meeting took place as the new virus stopped all Lunar New Year celebrations for tens of millions of Chinese. Emer McCarthy reports.
A local Beijing newspaper reported that the city is to shut all inter-province shuttle buses from Sunday in a bid to stop the virus from spreading during one of China's busiest travel periods, its Lunar New Year holiday. In Hubei province, where Wuhan is located, authorities are rushing to build a 1,000-bed hospital in 6 days to treat patients. The region is grappling with hundreds of patients affected by the virus in treatment, some of which are critically ill. And the virus is spreading across the world.
That's Reuters' Emer McCarthy. This is VOA News. The death toll from a strong earthquake that rocked eastern Turkey has climbed to 29, with more than 1,000 people injured. AP's Charles de Ledesma reports.
Turkey's health ministry says rescue workers are continuing to search for dozens of people buried under the rubble of collapsed buildings in central Turkey, warning that the death toll is likely to rise. The quake hit Friday evening at a depth of around 4 miles. Monitoring centers gave magnitudes ranging from 6.5 to 6.8. At least 5 buildings reported to have been destroyed, while hundreds of other structures damaged and made unsafe. Rescue workers are working round the clock with over 1,000 personnel involved. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
4 people have been killed after Iraqi security forces raided Baghdad's main protest site Saturday and tried to eject protesters in southern cities. Firing live rounds and tear gas, the new push to end the sit-ins and restore order came hours after cleric Muqtada al-Sadr, who counts millions of supporters in Baghdad and the south, said he would halt his involvement in any anti-government unrest. Sadr's supporters began withdrawing from sit-ins early Saturday after his announcement. Clashes then took place after authorities began removing concrete barriers near Tahrir Square, where anti-government demonstrators have camped out for months. Iran's foreign minister says his country is not ruling out negotiating with the United States, even after the American drone strike that killed a top Iranian general. Mohammad Javad Zarif told Germany's Der Spiegel magazine that he would never rule out the possibility that people will change their approach and recognize the realities, he said in an interview conducted in Tehran. There has been growing tension between Washington and Tehran since 2018, when President Donald Trump pulled the United States out of the nuclear deal with Iran. The U.S. has since reimposed tough sanctions that have crippled Iran's economy. Nearly 6 months after India imposed a communications blackout in Kashmir, internet services were partially restored in the Indian portion Saturday, but the region's 7 million residents will still have no access to social media. Kashmiris will be able to access about 300 websites approved by the government, associated mostly with banking, education, news, travel, entertainment, utilities, and employment. Authorities said that social media applications allowing peer-to-peer communication would remain offline. The move came 2 weeks after India's Supreme Court ordered the government to review a ban ruling that its indefinite shutdown was illegal and calling freedom of internet access a fundamental right. For more, visit voanews.com. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.